Hey, Sylvia.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Cindy.
Hey.
What you having?
I'm having some tomato soup and tofu.
My gosh, breakfast or lunch?
Well, I guess brunch is 12 o'clock.
Nice. Well, it depends if it's your first meal of the day. I had a cookie just now, a chocolate chip cookie.
Yummy. Homemade or?
No. Stop and Shop. They make really good chocolate chip cookies. Those containers, those brown containers of cookies from their
Oh,
bakery department.
I have to try them.
It's $3.99. Everybody, Stop and Shop cookies are the best. The chocolate chip ones.
Speaking of Stop and Shop, they had a service, Peapod delivery, and you only pay $6 for delivery, something like that. Really
Oh, wow.
cheap.
That's good.
I was telling my mom this morning because I saw Peapod in front of our door. I'm like, why don't we just use them? You know, instead of
Yeah.
going, because we always pick up a lot when we go.
And it's a lot of work. But then again, you're having somebody else pick them up for you?
Yeah, it's a big truck actually. It's a big Peapod truck, and they get people putting in a truck and delivering it to whoever ordered.
Yeah, because it's different when you pick out your own groceries, you know?
Yeah,
Because
that's
you're
true.
particular about what date milk you want and how firm you like your avocados and things like that. You're shaggy. She's like, whatever. I'm getting shit today. No, thanks. I like what you guys did with your kitties' food.
Oh,
It
you
took
saw
a while. I was looking at it. I was like, what is that? I thought it was like people food at first. Then I realized it was canned food. Very cute. Very cute. Maybe I'll
Yes.
make them like a heart-shaped treat today and then just have them like eat out of it.
That'd be
Yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The love of my life. And they don't
Oh,
like it. They don't
yeah.
like it. Yeah.
Yeah, Kitty went out, so he'll come
Oh,
back. He likes to
nice.
go out and come back.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to have an indoor-outdoor cat because then it's like you don't really have to keep them cooped up in the house. Like my cats wish they could go outside, but they can't.
Yeah, 'cause you don't know, you know.
Yeah, and they don't know the area, so I don't feel comfortable letting them out. But
Yeah.
in this new house, they haven't gone out at all. Maybe in the spring, I'll slowly start reintroducing them to going outside because in the other house, they used to go out.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any articles, anybody?
I have one, I think. Let's see.
Yeah, I plan to go to Dunkin' Donuts and get their donut.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And
they have their specialty drinks now, like red velvet.
Ooh,
Yeah.
yummy. Well, I have those T-Mobile $2
That's what
thingy.
I did. So I went to Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, can I have a medium pink latte? So I got that, and then I used my $2 off. So it became $2.33. I was like, and then I got a free drink for later on.
Oh, wow. So two drinks for like two and change.
Yeah, you
That's
know,
a
you gotta be
steal.
smart about it.
Good job. Very, very good.
And I bought a latte instead of a macchiato because it's cheaper. And because I like it better too, but it is cheaper.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah.
I'll try that. I'm
Yeah,
not
try
planning to leave the house, so let's see.
it. All right. This article here we have is a retired Navy meteorologist, Paul Graham. He lost his wallet 53 years ago in Antarctica. Someone found it and returned it to him. You see, he has a beer ration card, his young picture when he was in the military, armed forces. He was so surprised. He was like,
They used
wow.
to ration beer, like really? Is that like was that a thing?
I think so. I think they rationed everything back there in the
63,
war.
68. Oh my gosh.
He used it only twice. No, four times. I see. There's two on the top and two punched on the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't get to use it that much,
How
but
because he lost his wallet.
and he's like, it's not worth it. You know, he wants the punching the holes, so why not? Or if you lose that card, do you not get beer? I wonder.
I guess, and I guess they have to make a new one or something.
Yeah, who knows? But yeah, he's 91 years old. He's laughing. Someone went to the old building in Antarctica, and they were just demolitioning it, the building, and they found it.
That's
So
so cool.
McMurdo Station. So no one really lives in Antarctica because it's super cold. So he said that when he was there, it was so cold. It was freezing. Sometimes it was below 65 degrees, it's minus Celsius, which is so cold. He was there for 13 months. And he had in his card, he had the 21 punches left for his beer, as we saw. His motor vehicle operating license, card with instructions what to do in case or event of a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack. Thankfully, nothing happened. And this was the Cold War. And he was there in the cold, during the Cold War. He also had a handwritten recipe for making Kahlua, homemade Kahlua. That's pretty cool. I tried Kahlua before and it wasn't my cup of tea, so.
Drink, right?
Yeah, I tried it. I was like, it's a little too strong or
I
something.
like it. It's like a berries.
Yeah, but it's like strong. I don't know. I mean, I tried it with the little candy in the chocolate candy, actually. You know those little mini chocolate
Chocolate Kahlua filled
Kahlua
candy.
things? That's what I did. So
Oh, and that
I'm
was strong
basing it.
for
Huh?
you? Really? That was strong for you?
Yeah, it was a little strong. I don't
Mm-hmm.
know. Oh, I guess I'm still a margarita girl.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's been ages. I want a margarita now. Five burros, here we go.
Five boroughs in the Forest Hills, they have the big pitcher margaritas. Oh
Margaritas
my God. And we took all night one time. We were just taking all night drinking that. It was fun.
amazing.
The
So
fun days.
good. So good.
We'll drink. I do want to get those Corona masks with the little hole inside. I do want to get that. But
Oh, for you to like put your straw through?
yeah, through it.
Oh.
They have those
But
online
then how are you
somewhere.
gonna eat?
I mean, drink at least, for the most part. And you zip it and you eat.
Oh my gosh, we were just talking about Five Boroughs and Taco Bell sent me a reminder.
Ooh.
Taco Bell, really? Like Mexican? It hurt me.
Oh, I
Taco
think
Bell, come
this is
out
a
with
sign.
margaritas, Taco Bell. If you're listening, make some margaritas for me. I'll drive to you every day. Taco
Ooh.
Bell is like right down the street, so.
I love Taco Bell.
They really are listening. What are the odds
They
of
are.
Sunday morning Taco Bell alerts?
Listen to us. Please deliver Taco Bell to each one of our doors
With margaritas.
with a margarita in a cup with salt on the rim and some lime.
I'm pulling on Shezzy's cheeks if you guys think I'm like being weird. She's backing away. She doesn't want to be the highlight of the show today. But anyway,
Aw,
sorry
he poos usually.
for bringing Go
Right, so yeah, he actually made gin martinis, and people loved his gin martinis back in the days. The station worked 12 hours on and off the clock for a period of 5 months because there was so much to do. I'm surprised there was so much to do there. There was a two-lane bowling alley, which was always almost in use with a small gym because it was too cold to safely exercise outside. So he had a lot of memories there, and it's just really crazy that someone found his wallet after 53 years. Can you imagine that? The wallet's probably in top shape because it's cold and it froze the wallet. Who knows? Yeah, so that was my story. He played poker. It's mostly talking about him. It's mostly talking about the military servant, Grisham.
That's really cute. You know,
Yeah.
a long time, I don't know if people still do this, but when kids were young, they would make like a time capsule. So they'd put things in a box and they say when we graduate high school or something, we're gonna come together as friends and open it up again.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, like you put little reminders or things that you want to see happen in the future, or like a wish list, or you put like you have a favorite doll you want to preserve, you put the doll in the box and you dig it, you bury it and you dig it up later when you're older.
I want to do that, a time capsule.
Think I did that in my backyard, actually.
You did?
Yeah,
Oh, hello, Matthew.
they made us do that as a kid in school. They told us to bury something in the backyard, so I just had to redig my whole backyard and figure out where I buried it. But I put like some G.I. Joe toys or something in there, some
Oh,
baseball
cool.
cards.
That's cute. Yeah, I think they did it once while I was in like elementary school too, and we didn't know what the hell was happening. Like, why are they trying to take letters and notes from us to put in there? but I don't know. I don't know if they ever actually opened it or what. But I think they wait for like 40, 50 years or something like that before like something major happens.
Yeah, they do wait. I mean, it's pretty cool. I would do something metal, so if I can find it back with the metal detector.
Yeah. Well, they put it in like a capsule, like a metal thing, so that way they can detect it again.
You know what? I want to buy a metal detector and just metal detector in my backyard, because I feel like my house, you know, the house we're living in is from the 1920s. So imagine what we can find in the backyard.
Get one from Amazon.
Okay.
And then you can always go take it to the beach and be one of those people that...
I know.
Because people lose their jewelry at the beach all the time, like rings and anklets and bracelets.
I can do that.
That could be a side gig, Cindy.
I saw a video a long time ago of a guy that does that on the beach. And he says he makes something like about $10,000 a year doing it.
Yeah.
He just goes to the beach, just picking up jewelry, and then he sells it at the pawn shop.
Yeah. Depending on what you find, because if you find a nice engagement ring that people nowadays spend an easy $10,000, you find two of those a year and you're set, you know?
I'll keep it for myself.
Yeah.
This guy found a Rolex watch. Ooh. A real one.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And where was he doing this? What beach? Hmm? What location and what beach was he doing this?
I don't remember.
Well, I'm sure if you go to like the Hamptons and Montauk and stuff, you'll find more expensive things.
Yeah, we're Montauk people, so. Definitely.
You know when those rich people get angry, they throw their jewelry into the ocean, they go, it's over, and then you go out and dig it out.
I'll dive down there with my snorkeling gear.
I feel like they did it in so many movies. What movie did they do that in?
Titanic.
Oh, Titanic, she just threw her expensive necklace in the ocean.
Yes, it was like freaking like $3 million or something like that.
Did they find it? They found it, right?
Yeah, I think they said. And then they made so many replicas after, like, I think I had one, my sister had one.
Yeah, they're selling a replica right now in Facebook Marketplace for $20.
Oh, really? The Heart of the Ocean?
Yeah, it's like $20.
$20 for the Heart of the Ocean.
Because it's plastic. Because we don't recycle. All of our plastic goes into the ocean and that becomes the heart of the ocean.
Makes sense.
I would wear that. It's recycling. So not bad. Here is he. Here is Paul Grisham.
He does not look like he's 91.
91 years old. He's happy.
Yeah.
Look at him. And look at him when he was younger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They all look happy.
Look at those thick glasses. That's the trend now.
Yeah. I think fashion recycles.
Mm-hmm. It always does.
Yeah. I don't know. Mine is not that thick. Is it? Let me see. Kind of.
Yeah.
We all have the big glasses.
Oh, those are the bit thick ones. They put that back in 2000 for a little while. Weezer would wear those really thick glasses.
Weasel?
Weezer.
Oh, Weezer.
Weasel. I'm sure that could be a rock group too. No offense to Weasel out there. I'm sure you make good music as well.
You can name your rock group Weasel. The Weasels.
Why would I want to name my rock group the Weasels?
I don't know. It was an idea. My rock group with Dana is the Margaritas and Sylvia.
I like it.
All female Margaritas.
Or it could be like a spin-off of Marina and the Diamonds. Will be Cindy and the Margaritas.
Ooh. Buy the company. I want company.
Yeah.
The Margaritas are your company.
Yes. All around me. All right. Does anybody else have another article to share?
All right. I'm like, speaking of recycling, I'm like, wait, I'm on mute, aren't I? I found this article about this lady who makes bricks out of recycled goods. And this takes place in Kenya, in Africa. And she started a manufacturing company that makes bricks. And look at how pretty they are. They have like little designs on them.
That brick looks like a Louis Vuitton handbag.
Right? I thought it was a purse. I thought it was a wallet.
Yeah, it does.
It does look nice. I guess then you don't have to do like any like textured work on it. You could just plop it on and paint over it. So Nazambi Mati says she was tired of being on the sidelines. Being a civil servant, there was a lot of things piling up with a lot of garbage. So then she decided that let's turn that into something that we can use. So she made these versatile building materials, and then she makes them in different thicknesses too, and then in different colors, and it costs $7.70 per square meter. If anybody knows construction, I don't know if that's a good price or not, but I don't think it seems that bad.
It's not that bad.
A square meter is the same as a square foot? I don't know.
Square meter is bigger than the square foot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Must be, I guess, for like $7.70.
It's not a bad price, yeah.
Yeah, and then her company's also providing jobs for 110 people that make 1,500 bricks every day. So she's recycled about 20 metric tons of plastic waste since the company was founded in 2018. So there we go. Should we watch this little video? Do we have time? Yeah.
Let's turn trash into cash. My name is Nzambi Mate. I'm the founder of Jijenge Makers Limited, and we convert plastic waste into building products. Plastic waste is not just a Kenya problem, but it's a worldwide problem. And here in Nairobi, we generate about 500 metric tons of plastic waste every single day, and only a fraction of that is recycled. We decided, what more can we do instead of just sitting in the sidelines and complaining? Essentially, companies have to pay to dispose the waste. So we solve their problem. The waste essentially comes for free. This is the plastic waste we get from factories. With this, we mix with sand, as the plastic is like the binder. We have three machines. The extruder does the mixing of plastic waste and sand at very high temperatures. And then the press compresses it. Plastic is fibrous in nature, and so therefore the brick ends up having a stronger compression strength. Does that look like waste? It's almost half the weight, so therefore during transportation and installation, it's faster in terms of cost implication. We right now have a capacity of producing 1,000 to 1,500 bricks a day. So far, we have recycled 20 metric tons, and we are looking to push that value to 50 by the end of next financial year. Winning the Young Champions of the Earth Award is a huge motivation booster for us as a team. It's been a long 3-year journey, and so this was like someone saying, I see what you're doing and I appreciate that. And with this platform, we're looking to see how we can get on board partners to scale this solution, not just in Kenya, but all over Africa, just to start. And in addition to that, be able to impact and motivate other people and other youths to do similar things in different places. So right now we are just making paving blocks, but we now want to make actual building blocks. As I like saying, you have to be true to your why. Why are you doing this? What is the motivation behind it? For me, I was just tired of being in the sidelines of seeing plastic. I ideally jumped in off a cliff without even a parachute. I was building it as I was falling down. But isn't that how great things are done? So act for nature.
I like her.
Wow. I like her. She has such spirit.
Yeah.
I love that. She really warmed my heart. And for Kenya, like, go Kenya, go Africa. That's beautiful. Because there is a lot of waste. There's a lot of recycling. In Africa, I didn't know that they had a lot of plastics as well. You know, it is a worldwide issue. Mm-hmm. And she's doing something on her own whim. Who does that? Who, you know, takes these garbage and make it into bricks that people can use? And it looks so great if people walk on it. And I would even, like, if I were doing construction, I would buy it for a pavement or whatever, because it looks good.
Doesn't cost them anything, right? It's not like they have to get things imported from different countries. They have the trash. They're literally just cleaning it up and putting it back together as bricks.
Yeah, so. What they say, turning your trash into treasure.
Yeah.
And it's plastic.
It reminds me of an old article we spoke about a long time ago. This guy in India, he recycled soot, like the smoke, like the carbon smoke. I didn't know you could solidify it. And he turned those into tiles.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's amazing what you can do with garbage.
Yeah. Maybe America could do this.
From something. It is a type of particle. So to reuse that, it's like that's the ideal way to go instead of just filling it up. I know, I think America ships it out to like a different country to pay to dispose our garbage to different countries, if I'm not mistaken, because I read about that a while ago and I was like, wow, like we could be opening up factories like that here and using those bricks to do so many things.
Infrastructure, really, right? Make more things. And she said it's so strong and durable and it's lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So, I mean, it's a better, maybe it's a better product than cement. Because cement, I think it's just sand and water. I think that, maybe that's how they make it. It's just sand and water and it's heated up and it gets really hard.
Right. Whereas the plastic and this stuff that's recycled makes it bind better and it makes it stronger too.
It also probably doesn't break down over the years as much from erosion.
Right.
Oh, that's perfect. So, like, the element won't get to it too much.
Yeah. I looked it up. U.S. plastics are shipped to ports in Malaysia, Thailand, and Indonesia. But those countries don't really want it.
What?
They're forcing them to take it. We're paying them. Be like, here. Here's some garbage. Please take it off.
They tightly restrict imports of plastic waste.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they can give it to her. She's actually doing something with it.
So you know what happened? The U.S. was sending it to China, and China was like, no, no. So they directed to Thailand and Malaysia and Vietnam.
You know, I think that's what I read about. That's why, like, they raised taxes and stuff on China because China wasn't taking our garbage anymore. I'm like, I know I heard that somewhere.
I never knew that.
China, China was actually giving us aluminum and steel, like trash aluminum and steel, but then they gave it to Canada. Canada has some sort of loophole with America that they can drop off whatever they want here. And it became a whole giant issue. Basically, all the big countries of the world just throw their garbage onto other countries, it seems like. So,
wow,
the giant issue.
Yeah, and I think they tend to give it to like smaller and poorer countries too that won't be able to retaliate against it. So, but then again, see, they make the most out of it. So I think maybe if Malaysia and Thailand would do that, and
Vietnam,
like that's a long way to ship. Like,
yeah, it's long. God. I don't know. I think that costs a lot of money for the fuel of the ships.
Yeah.
Probably all politics at the end of the day. And somebody's just collecting money underhandedly, just like everything in the world.
Yeah.
But anyway, what does the year of the ox mean for 2021? 2021 is the year of the ox. Hong Kong-based feng shui master Thierry Cho told CNN that the ox is a hardworking zodiac sign that signifies movement. So hopefully the world will be less static than last year and get moving again in the second half of the year. Yeah, so it's a hardworking zodiac sign that keeps trudging along and moves ahead. And they say people born in the year of the ox are strong, reliable, fair, conscientious, inspiring others, inspiring confidence in others. They are also calm, patient, methodical, and can be trusted. Yeah, although they say little, they can be very opinionated. They believe strongly in themselves, but are also stubborn and hate to fail or be challenged. That is the personality of the ox.
Cool.
Yeah. And
born in the year of the ox is what years?
So I guess Chinese New Year is like in February. So you can't really go by year. I mean, it goes by year, but it goes from February to February.
Okay. So these are the years. 1925, if you were born in 1925, 1937, 1949, 1961, 1973, 1985, 1997, or 2009. You are the ox between February to February.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Anyone else has a great article? Thank you for that. Matthew, we have myself, Cindy, Dana, Matthew, and Sylvia. Okay, if not, I will share something. The late Alex Trebek, he donated all his clothes to the Doe Fund organization. This organization, the Doe Fund, provides for hardworking people, housing. It also provides training, education, underserved Americans. He had 14 suits, 300 neckties, 15 belts, 58 dress shirts, 25 polo shirts, 14 sweaters, 9 pairs of dress shoes, 9 sports coats, 2 parkas, and 3 pairs of dress slacks. Not so bad. I would think that he had a little more, but it's kind of a lot. 300 neckties is a lot. These clothes will be given out to those participating in the non-profit, well-known re-entry program, Ready, Willing, and Able, to be worn during job interviews. I wonder if people will just get it for the job interviews or just get it because it's Alex Trebek. But either way, if they get it for the job interviews, that's really great to have. And you can mention that in your job interview. You can mention that, oh, this is from Alex Trebek Clothing.
And that's insane. Yeah. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's so sweet that he's donating his wardrobes to people to rebuild their lives.
He's donating and he's not selling it. Okay, because people would pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah, he's just donating it. So that's pretty awesome.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I love it when celebrities donate their things because it's worth so much money. Yeah. And if it helps like a charity cause, then that's even better.
Yeah. Remember when we were in the Catskills in the inn and the bartender was like, the Rothschild, one of the Rothschild family members, she also has her clothes in the thrift shops nearby.
Right.
I really want to go.
Dress the mannequin, right?
Yes.
The
mannequin that was Francesca the mannequin or something?
Francesca the mannequin.
It was?
Matthew remembers. Look who remembers.
Me and Francesca keep in contact.
Oh, Francesca, you still hit her up even after the trip? Look at that.
Yeah, she doesn't say much, but we have a way of communicating.
It's always the quiet ones, right?
Yep. Always. She did dress nice that night. I liked her plaid skirt and white polo collar top.
We posted her, right? Like yeah. You post Francesca. Yeah.
Francesca, she was in the Colonial Inn in Pine Hills.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. But yeah, celebrities donating clothes is very nice to have. Or anyone donating clothes. I have a bag. I still need to donate it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg actually said it really well about the celebrity clothes thing. He's like, when I used to be poor, they would kick me out of the stores to buy the clothes. Now they pay me to actually wear their clothes.
Wait, you can get. Oh, I guess it depends on what clothing store you go to. If people kick
you out. Well, he would literally apparently go to like the really high end ones in Beverly Hills just to be. Like, maybe he was doing it to manifest. Who knows? But he said he would go there anyway just to walk into the store and they just throw him out. But now they pay him to come into the store and wear his clothes for these music videos and everything.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many celebrities get their things for free. Like, just promotions? A lot.
Not just free, they get paid to wear it. Like, he said that he got paid in one video to wear a Louis Vuitton handbag. Belt or whatever.
Yeah. I follow some Indian soap opera celebrities that come on the reality TV shows. And on Instagram, they're constantly posting, oh, thank you for this merchandise person for sending this. It's beautiful. And oh my, I wonder what they do with all of these lotions and skincare products. They probably hand them out to their family members. Because what are they going to do with them?
It's probably. Crazy. Or they use it. I don't know. It's a lot. But you can get free stuff.
In a day, they get like 5, 6, 10, 20 packages that they show on Instagram.
Yeah. I get messages on my DM for stuff, but it's not free. I have to pay something for it.
Yeah.
Like I did the zinc bottle thing. And I had to pay half price or something for it, like $10. But it's $20, so it's not bad. But still, but a lot of people do get it free. I don't know how.
If they have a lot of followers and stuff like that, then they send them
Influencers, yeah.
But most of the people who do the products, like my offers, what I get, they pay like half price. You know, I mean, it's still money, but it's not bad, you know.
That's a start.
Or they pay shipping, which is a higher shipping cost.
Yeah.
So I had companies that wanted me to do like jewelry and stuff, but then you have to pay like $30. And I'm like, oh, that's a little much. I had another one with a recycling cup and I had to pay, $18 for it? I was like, no, it's a little much. So you have to pick and choose. But yeah, a lot of celebrities do have free options. So lucky them.
Yeah, we'll be influencers too. If you want to go that route.
We are influencers. Rich. We're the good news crew.
So oh, yeah, that's right. If anybody
wants to send us something we can wear, we can talk about, definitely send it over. Email us at goodnewscrewy@gmail.com. goodnewscrewy@gmail.com. That's our email.
We're going to be high-end celebrities now wearing high-end fashion.
Half the time we're like in our pajamas.
We're not going to be in pajamas for long once they start sponsoring us.
Yes, we'll start wearing like fancy sunglasses. Yes, that's how you wish.
I shop at iBuyDirect, so if iBuyDirect wants to promote my glasses, please do. I will wear them.
I shop at $39glasses.com, and I bought a lot from them because I keep losing my glasses. So if you want to give me a free pair, definitely email us.
Nice.
It's any not $39. I know Sylvia. But... Yeah, Sylvia, what sponsor?
Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, I appreciate they give me a lot of stuff sometimes. But I do actually, I do need new glasses. I went to my eye doctor to get these, and it came with some kind of coating, and the coating is starting to come off. So definitely have to get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about Matthew? What would you like?
I guess since I always wear my bear suit here, I guess I will be promoting L.L. Bean.
L.L. Bean.
Maybe nice. They keep me warm and make me look like a bear.
Doesn't L.L. Bean have like a lifetime guarantee on stuff?
Yes, I believe so.
Wow. That's like pretty cool.
Literally bring in like a broken pair of shoe and then they'll give you a new pair of shoe in return. Like a lifetime guarantee. I've heard that. I don't know
Timberland
if it's true.
Used to be like that. My dad used to like take shoes that were 20 years old and just give it back to him to give him a new pair.
Wow.
This was before Timberland became like, I guess, quote unquote popular and everyone started wearing them in the 90s. They kind of did away with that when they made cheaper quality Timberlands.
Matthew has a lot of L.L. Bean items. Maybe that's why. It's forever.
It's forever. Don't get the gift of jewelry. Like Kay said, I think it was. Kay says the gift forever or something.
Yeah, the Kay... Every kiss begins with
Matthew. Matthew, your voice will always run through my head. Don't ever get a fancy car. It always depreciates. Always depreciates. Oh, like I'm car shopping now, and I was like, it's gonna depreciate. Matthew,
there's only one car that you can. It's a few cars you can get that don't depreciate. Are you ready for this? You need a Rolls Royce, Ferrari, and not Lamborghini depreciates too. Austin Martin also doesn't depreciate.
I'm not driving any of those into Brooklyn for work, but thank you for the suggestion.
What about a Tesla? That's like the new car.
Motorcycles don't depreciate really either that much if you get a Harley. I can see you on a Harley. You look like a Harley girl.
Not in the snow. I don't want to take that kind of risk. I like my teeth.
Brandon, if you get a Harley, can we do a road trip? I'll be in the back, though.
We'll see.
they sell the little... the small seat that attaches to the motorcycle, what do you call it? So you can have more people, like one person behind you and one person in a little one in the bottom.
Like in India, you squeeze your whole family onto one motorcycle.
That's scary.
I have a quick quote too. Mommy, my mom's in. Self-love is not selfish. You cannot truly love another until you know how to love yourself. Make sure you love yourself.
Yay. I agree.
Yay. Self-love is very important.
I'm going to go look at myself in the mirror and tell myself how beautiful I am today.
That's self-loathing, Matthew, and that's okay too. That's
really?
Okay too.
Telling yourself you love you in the mirror is self-loathing?
Yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's always good, of course.
No, self-loathing or self-loathing, I don't know.
Love and loathing are the same thing.
I hear a parrot or something. Do we have a parrot around here?
I hear a parrot.
It's my mom.
My mom's
here for the weekend. Yeah,
your
she's
mom?
Here for the weekend. So she's
no,
wait,
her
she
mom
has a parrot? Or?
Yeah. No, she's not making her. Mom, she's not making those noises. Her mom has a parrot.
So how do the kitty cats take to this parrot?
They're okay. They ignore him.
Oh, wow.
Huh. They know he's part of the family. He's a relative, so it's like, whatever. We're not going to eat him.
I'm assuming it's a big parrot, then.
No, it's a little green Quaker. Oh. But he's very ballsy.